This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is facing a great decision about the upcoming Winter Olympics Games. Yeah, it's next winter in China. Is that a good idea? The 2022 Winter Olympics, there is a call by Senator Rick Scott and others in Congress. Rick Scott, one of the countless Floridians, he's actually one of four who may be making a race for the GOP nomination for president. Senator Scott is wondering about the United States announcing in advance that we pull out of the Olympic Games because of China's outrageous oppression of its own people, its reckless foreign policy, its dangers around the world in not doing the right kind of job with their pandemic. And to talk about that and what that would mean, whether that's a good idea or a disastrous idea, nobody better to speak to than Gordon Chang. You can reach him on Twitter, and I suggest you do. It's at Gordon G. Chang. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China, and generally one of those people who is most informed and most insightful about America's leading global rival. Gordon, thanks very much for making the time.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, Winter Games are coming up, the Beijing Olympics. And I guess we don't normally think of Beijing as a great ski resort, but they apparently have put a lot of money in the facilities. They're very much looking forward to promoting the games. Is it appropriate that we should be talking about a boycott?
Well, we certainly should be. Before that, though, I think we should be talking to the International Olympic Committee about moving the games to a country not tainted by genocide and crimes against humanity. But also we should be talking about the exclusion of China's national team. Got to go back to 1963 at the IOC meeting in Germany where they excluded the South African team, and they did that because a large portion of the South African population was not permitted to engage in sport, and that was because of apartheid. Well, we got the same situation today with China because of those crimes against humanity. A good portion of the Chinese people are not permitted to actually engage in sport. You got Uyghurs, Kazakhs, Tibetans, and others. And so it seems to me that the IOC needs to be consistent and to say, no, we're not going to allow China's teams to participate because of this. And if the IOC doesn't move the games and if they don't ban China's teams, then I think, yes, we should boycott the games.
So, again, if the IOC, what is likely to happen if we take a hard line? First of all, do you think there's any chance at all that the Biden administration, with the signals that's given so far about China, would actually want to stand up to them in this way?
Well, we know that what the Biden administration has said so far is that they will not advocate a boycott of the games. They haven't talked about moving them or about banning China's teams, but it's clear that they don't want to do this. They will talk about human rights. They'll talk about Hong Kong. They'll talk about this and that, but they won't actually do anything.
Are there other countries that would be, you think, willing to support the United States if we decided to boycott?
I think that there probably would be. At this stage, China is threatened to sanction countries that do participate in a boycott, so that would make it difficult. But we've still got a year to go, and as we know more and more about what's happening in the northwestern part of the country, what people there call East Turkestan, what China calls Xinjiang, I think it's going to become too horrific. And I think that we're going to find that this is going to be, if it goes forward in Beijing 2022, this will be the last Olympics in communist China.
Wow. I would think that Turkey would probably support the United States because don't they identify as having some common ancestry with the Uyghur people and the other people in East Turkestan?
You would think so, Michael. And indeed, the Uyghurs are Turkic people. If we go back about 10 years ago, Turkey did actually say some resolute things about China's persecution of the Uyghurs. But Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, has become very dependent on China because he has misruled the country, his economy is in shreds, and he needs Chinese money. So Erdogan these days is extraditing Uyghurs back to China. And so I don't think there's any chance that Turkey, as led by Erdogan, is ever going to boycott the games.
And, of course, it leads me to think, you remember when President Bush was speaking about the axis of evil, he was talking about Iraq and Iran and North Korea. And right now we have a more formidable axis of evil, don't we, with Russia, China, and Turkey, in terms of autocratic countries that are shredding democratic norms, and all of which in a different way represent a real threat to the United States, don't they?
Well, they certainly do. I think that the countries that I would list would be China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. Turkey is, I think, the most difficult geopolitical question of the day because they are a NATO ally, but obviously they're engaging in behavior which is abhorrent. And I don't really know what to do about Turkey. It just seems to me to be a very difficult issue. But, yes, their behavior is beyond the pale.
Okay. In terms of China, your most recent column is as China's big tech hits America, Biden signals surrender. Explain.
Oh, this is really horrible. You know, the Biden administration, of course, is not even 4 weeks old. But what they have done so far is to signal that the United States is not going to continue the protections on big tech. So, for instance, Biden's Justice Department has petitioned the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the District of Columbia Circuit to put on hold U.S. motions to ban WeChat and TikTok. Those are two Chinese apps. TikTok is the one that's particularly dangerous because China uses the TikTok algorithm to inflame American opinion. And it did so this last year in a way that used TikTok videos to try to encourage Americans to commit violence on American streets. That's more than subversion, Michael. That's an act of war. TikTok should not be operating in the U.S. under Chinese ownership. Biden administration, though, is walking back what the Trump team is trying to do. We've also seen, for instance, the Biden team waver on Huawei Technologies, the Chinese technology company that Beijing uses to spy. Huawei poses a direct national security threat. Biden doesn't seem to think that way, though I hope he can be persuaded that it is. And what we saw in an area related to big tech, the Biden team actually repealed a Trump-era ban on China selling equipment to the U.S. grid. In other words, allowing China to sell equipment that is sabotaged. This is not a theoretical concern. This move on the part of the Biden team to repeal this Trump protection is indefensible. Indefensible.
Wouldn't you think that some of the big tech here in this country, and Google and Facebook and Apple, that they would be concerned about Chinese intrusion into American space?
You would think so, Michael, but they're not. They're much more interested in trying to develop businesses in China. Google one time had a conscience around 2010. It actually moved out of the China market in search. But now it's trying to get back in. And Google is particularly reprehensible because they've got three artificial intelligence operations in Beijing, one with Tsinghua University, one with Peking University, and another, a standalone Google AI center that is directly pipelining dangerous technology to the Chinese military. Now, Google will tell you that these are civilian partnerships, but in China, you got a civilian-military fusion doctrine, which means that the military gets everything that civilian entities are working on. This is dangerous.
Gordon Chang. You can reach him at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show, there were some comments last night at the town hall on CNN featuring President Biden, who's been president for a month. That really, that's where it is. Not even quite a month. In 3 days from now, he's been president for a month. He's been there for 4 weeks. So this is the first town hall he did. He did it in the friendly confines with Anderson Cooper. And by the way, they made no bones about being friendly at all, though they announced at the beginning of the telecast how President Biden, of course, has been vaccinated, because they actually did have vaccines. He got both of his vaccine shots more than 2 weeks ago, so he's supposed to be cool. And Anderson Cooper had been tested that same day, tested negative, and so they still remained socially distant, but neither of them wore masks. And President Biden made some comments on how to handle China, which we were just speaking about. This is clip number one. And the comments were not entirely clear. You'll listen and you can evaluate for yourself, particularly in the context of what we were talking about with Gordon Chang. Clip number one.
You know, Chinese leaders, if you know anything about Chinese history, it has always been the time when China has been victimized by the outer world is when they haven't been unified at home. So the central, to vastly overstate it, the central principle of Xi Jinping is that there must be a united, tightly controlled China. And he uses his rationale for the things he does based on that. I point out to him, no American president can be sustained as a president if he doesn't reflect the values of the United States. And so the idea, I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in Western mountains of China, and Taiwan trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country, and their leaders are expected to follow.
Okay. It sounds almost as if he is justifying the Chinese autocracy. And this is not his strongest moment in this particular town hall by any means, because he's right, by the way, historically, that China does worry about division because that means weakness to the rest of the world. But what he doesn't mention is something Gordon Chang writes about a lot, which is very important, which is that Xi Jinping also is trying to rekindle an old Chinese belief that it is China's destiny to be the dominant power in the world. And that goes beyond any questions of division. He was also put on the spot and gave a somewhat surprising response to a question that was asked. This was in Milwaukee, crucial swing state, again, Wisconsin. And the questioner asked about policing and about the idea of systemic racism in police departments. And here's the question and the answer. It's 6A. Listen.
How can we be sure that we don't over-legislate police officers so that they can't do their job to protect the law-abiding citizens who live in these high-crime neighborhoods and yet train officers to police with compassion?
By number one, not defunding the police. We have to put more money in police work. So we have legitimate community policing, and we're in a situation where we change the legislation. No one should go to jail for a drug offense. No one should go to jail for the use of a drug. They should go to drug rehabilitation. Drug rehabilitation, number one. We should be in a position where we change the system of sentencing system to one that relates to a notion of what you do is you focus on making sure that there's rehabilitation.
Okay, and then he said something, and just imagine that if he were a Republican president, what the reaction might have been. He continued his answer. Listen, B.
The fact is that the concern in many minority communities is black on black, Hispanic on Hispanic, not just, but here's the deal. There has to be much more serious how can I say, much more serious determination as to what the background and the attitudes of the recruit is, what their views are. There should be much more psychological testing, like you would if you're going to the intelligence community. What is it? What are the things that make you respond the way you do? Because there is inherent prejudice built into the system as well. And we also need to provide for, and it's happening, more African-American and more Hispanic police officers. Now, by the way, they don't get it all right either, by a long shot. But every cop, when they get up in the morning and put on that shield, has a right to expect to be able to go home to their family that night. Conversely, every kid walking across the street wearing a hoodie is not a member of a gang and is about to knock somebody off. So it's about education.
Okay, what he's talking about there about the recruits, he's talking about police recruits. And look, it's reassuring that he shot back immediately. His response on that question is, I don't support defunding the police. And this is an important thing. It's a point he made during his campaign, and it's important he makes that a point now. And he was also asked about... obviously, Anderson Cooper was trying to get him to jump into some kind of throwing of mud balls at Trump. He refused to do that for the most part and explained why in clip 11. Listen.
For 4 years, all that's been in the news is Trump. The next 4 years, I want to make sure all the news is the American people. I'm tired of talking about Trump.
Have you picked up the phone and called any former president yet?
Yes, I have.
Do you want to say who?
No, I don't. They're private conversations. But, by the way, all of them have, with one exception, picked up the phone and called me as well.
Uh-huh. And basically says you don't want to say who the one exception is, but it's fairly obvious. He never got a phone call for concession or on that issue. And then when it comes to the vaccine, and this is probably the biggest mistake that Biden made in the town hall, this is the way that, well, we will get to that. We will also be speaking to Andy McCarthy, who that's tomorrow. We'll be speaking to Andy McCarthy about Rush Limbaugh and his passing. And again, all of this fitting into the context, you can imagine that that Rush would have had a lot to say about Joe Biden's first town hall. He's pushed on student loans, and he also makes a misstatement about the vaccine, which we'll get to coming up on the MedVet Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
3 or 4 days ago, I'd call him just to find out. You know, his fight was very, very courageous. He was very, very sick. From diagnosis on, it was just something that was not going to be beaten, but you wouldn't know it.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas. USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And one of the at least mildly encouraging things about the town hall that President Biden did last night with Anderson Cooper was it a sterling, scintillating, world-changing performance? No, of course not. The Washington Post headline, which is pretty funny, it plays on the Biden campaign slogan, which is Build Back Better. The headline says, Biden builds back boring in town hall. But boring means that there weren't any truly glaring mistakes or things where he lost his train of thought entirely, though he does have a problem, and it's a problem I recognize, happens to me too, where sometimes you begin to say something and then your mind goes in another direction and you don't quite finish what you were about to say. And I think that is an experience that obviously his advisors should work with President Biden on. And one of the mistakes that he clearly made, and he has to fix this because, frankly, it's just stupid, is what he said to Anderson Cooper in the town hall. This is clip 3, about the state of the vaccine program before we took office. Listen.
And the biggest thing, though, as you remember, when you and I, when you and I talked last, we talked about this one thing, that the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office, but a vaccinator. How do you get the vaccine into someone's arm?
Okay, they did have the vaccine. And in fact, he got his second vaccine a week before he took office. And it would, the same way I mentioned before, it would help the Biden administration a lot if President Biden made some kind of sympathetic statement. Maybe he has already. I hope he has. About the passing of Rush Limbaugh. It would indicate that, okay, we have political differences in this country, and yes, Rush Limbaugh made mean comments about Joe Biden's hair, but, you know, he can make mean comments about President Trump's hair. Making comments about Rush Limbaugh's hair at this point, not really appropriate. But, honestly, would it hurt Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to give a little credit to Operation Warp Speed? What they did was incredible. And no matter how you feel about Trump, and no matter how you feel about his responsibility, and I do think he was largely responsible for the riot on January 6th, and I do not think he will be remembered as a great president or anything close to that, but for goodness sake, he did some great things. And one of the great things was he put together this Operation Warp Speed and the combination of government and industry generated these vaccines. It would make Biden look better. He would build back better if he made some acknowledgement of that. It doesn't cost him anything. And this is one of those things that was annoying about Trump, is he never ever got it that being gracious actually enhances you, it enlarges you. President Reagan knew that very well. Even President Obama, to some extent, it looks like Biden, unfortunately, does not. And that's a shame. And there's also this. He's being pushed, everybody knows this, by the hard left. And one of the things they want to push him about is using his executive order pen to go ahead and forgive untold billions, trillions of dollars in student debt. And there was one very earnest student who said, we want you to help the country. No, it wasn't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but though she says the same thing all the time, says, why don't you forgive $50,000 per student? And listen to the way that Joe Biden handled that. This is clip two.
The American dream is to succeed, but how can we fulfill that dream when debt is many people's only option for a degree? We need student loan forgiveness beyond the potential $10,000 your administration has proposed. We need at least a $50,000 minimum. What will you do to make that happen?
I will not make that happen. It depends on whether or not you go to a private university or a public university. It depends on the idea that I say to a community, I'm going to forgive the debt, the billions of dollars of debt for people who have gone to Harvard and Yale and Penn and schools. My children, I went to a great school. I went to a state school. But is that going to be forgiven rather than use that money to provide for early education for young children who are come from disadvantaged circumstances? But here's what I think. I think everyone, and I've been proposing this for 4 years, everyone should be able to go to community college for free. For free. That costs $9 billion, and we should pay for it.
Okay, look, I think he's right. That what he was talking about here is saying that his program would be, in terms of reducing college tuition, giving people free tuition, community college, or in families earning less than $125,000 a year, free tuition in state schools. He attended a state school. He is our first president since Reagan, first one, with no Ivy League degree. Everybody else has a degree from Yale or Harvard. And by the way, part of what he's saying about not paying off people's debts for going to Yale is entirely appropriate. When I was back on campus in New Haven, where I went to school at Yale. And they were very proud of the fact that for their class of 2019, the Yale class of 2019, do you know what percentage of that class had any student debt at all when they graduated? 18%. Yeah, 82% had no student debt. Now, how's that possible? They're all from rich families? Not at all. It's the university is rich, and they can pay it rather than the government. And that's true for a lot of America's best-known educational institutions. Speaking of best-known educational institutions, there is a piece that's very encouraging by David Brooks, and it's called The Coming Tech Boom. It should encourage people about the economic future and the future that we live. And he starts out by saying that people talk about how since 1950, say, life-altering breakthroughs have slowed down. He says, but life-altering breakthroughs, while still significant, are fewer than they once were. If you were born in 1900 and died in 1970, you lived from the age of the horse-drawn carriage to the year of a man on the moon. You saw the widespread use of electricity, air conditioning, aviation, the automobile, penicillin, and so much else. But if you were born in 1960 and lived until today, the driving and flying experience would be safer, but otherwise the same. And your kitchen, aside from the microwave, basically unchanged. And he says, well, yeah, of course, there's the internet and communications. He says, but we wanted flying cars. Instead, we got Twitter. So what is the deal? He's saying this technological lull may be ending. Suddenly, a lot of smart people are writing about many veins of technology that look promising. The first and most obvious is vaccines. The amazing fact that COVID-19 vaccines is that Moderna scientists had designed the first one by January 13, 2020. They had the vaccine before many people even thought the disease was a threat. And energy, geothermal breakthroughs are generating tremendous excitement. As David Roberts notes in an excellent explainer in Vox, The molten core of the Earth is about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, roughly the same temperature as the sun. If we only tapped 0.1% of the energy inside the Earth, we could supply humanity's total energy needs for 2 million years. Okay, so what else? We'll get to it. Coming up on the MedVed Show. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the MedVed History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedVedHistoryStore.com. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kinger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just talking about some of the technological areas where people are expecting big breakthroughs that could change the economy, could generate the economy, create an enormous number of jobs, and actually improve the way we live. One of them involves vaccines. Obviously, that's a huge deal, and the drug industry is a huge and constructive part of American life. And then David Brooks at the New York Times is also talking about geothermal energy, which has gotten very little attention because people are obsessed with wind and solar, but it sounds like it's much more promising. They're talking about calculations that say if you could tap just 0.1% of the energy under the Earth's surface, we could supply humanity's total energy needs for 2 million years. So this means that all of the hysteria about climate change and about petroleum-based energy and coal would go by the wayside. And then he also writes, this is not even a mention, fusion. In one of those stories that felt epical when you read it, the Times reported last September that MIT researchers had designed a compact nuclear reactor that should work. Okay, China currently has experimental thermonuclear reactor that is reaching 270 million degrees Fahrenheit. Now, fusion is the not fission, and it's a different kind of nuclear power that could be vastly more efficient. And then he writes about autonomous vehicles. They've been 3 years away for the last 10 years, he says. But sooner or later, they're going to arrive. Waymo has already started a driverless ride service in Phoenix, like Uber and Lyft, but with nobody in the front seat. Meanwhile, in the electric car sector, Toyota is developing a vehicle that can go 310 miles on one charge and can charge from zero to full in 10 minutes. And then he goes on about artificial intelligence and more. And then he talks about this. He talks about food and the idea of creating non-animal meat. And what this is, it's different from the sort of plant-based soy burgers and the we have a Beyond Burger and Impossible Burger and all of these plant-based meat products, which are pretty tasty, in my opinion. I will confess, as a vegetarian household, we love those substitute hamburgers. They're good. But this is different because it's real meat developed in a lab. And Politico reports, meat from plants is the big new thing in earth-friendly, animal-friendly food trends. But meat grown from cells could be the next big, big thing. Big money is starting to flow and regulation will be next. Investment in cultured meat jumped about sixfold in 2020. Today there are about 70 cell-based startups globally, from four in 2015, according to the Good Food Institute, a nonprofit advocate for alternatives to animal agriculture. Unlike plant-based burgers and cuts sold at almost every U.S. supermarket and fast food joint, meat cultured from animal cells can be purchased at only one establishment on the planet right now. A private club called 1880 in Singapore, where diners can order a Chinese entree with four lab-grown chicken nuggets for just $23. Really? Bill Gates believes the wealthiest countries should switch to eating 100% synthetic beef in order to help combat climate change. I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef, he said. You can get used to the taste difference, and the claim is they're going to make it taste even better over time. Memphis Meats, another San Francisco company, raised $186 million last year. San Diego startup Blue Nalu raised $16 million. And Israel-based Aleph Farms this month unveiled the first ever cell-based ribeye steak, the holy grail in alternative protein. By the way, I don't even know if this stuff grown in a laboratory from actual cells would be kosher, but probably, because there's no slaughter involved. The goal is to produce the meat people crave without slaughtering animals. The challenge will be getting costs low enough. At $23 per plate of four chicken nuggets, I think that's probably not going to be a sale. But the challenge will be getting costs low enough to compete with butchered meat and even premium-priced veggie meat. An eat-just nugget tastes like chicken, but it costs $90 to make each nugget in 2019. So how are they doing this right now by selling it for chicken nuggets? And they cost $90 per nugget. It's a loss leader. They're trying to raise money for their company. By the way, at McDonald's, you get 20 for $5 in a McNuggets meal. It's considered one of the best deals in fast food. But that comes from a creature with feathers and a beak. And they actually illustrated this piece with a disgusting picture of a chicken. I don't know about you, but chickens are not among my favorite creatures. Not as disgusting as raccoons. And this despite the fact I did have a chicken pet when I was 8 and 9 years old. Meanwhile, not a pet, but one of the most acclaimed movies of the year. It's available right now to see streaming live. Check it out. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Lakeith Stanfield is outstanding as a troubled car thief who becomes an FBI informant against the rising Black Panther leader Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah, now available on HBO Max.
What do you want?
Get close to Hampton.
The Black Panthers are forming a rainbow coalition.
Neutralize him by any means necessary.
As history, this true story is preachy, one-sided, and unreliable, with Martin Sheen as a truly chilling version of J. Edgar Hoover. But as a work of cinema, it's undeniably effective, thanks to an utterly brilliant performance by British actor Daniel Kaluuya as the charismatic but doomed Black Panther leader. Intense violence involving brutal gun battles between the police and the radicals, along with omnipresent harsh language, bring an R rating for the fiercely fascinating Judas and the Black Messiah, 3 stars.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
One of the things about the movie, the Daniel Kaluuya, and you would recognize him from the film Get Out, which was a huge success, of course. He was the star of that film. He is a British-American actor, and he's too old to play Fred Hampton. Fred Hampton was killed in a police shootout. History seems to indicate it was a police ambush set up by the FBI and the Chicago City Attorney and the Chicago Police Department. In any event, Daniel Kaluuya is in his early 30s. Fred Hampton was 21 when he died. And the film greatly exaggerates, of course, for dramatic import, his significance as a national leader. The view of J. Edgar Hoover, played by Martin Sheen, is absolutely diabolical. And the film is utterly one-sided. The Black Panthers were not heartfelt, sympathetic people. They were people who killed cops, killed their own members, killed their own dissidents, and were tough guys. You don't see that. But what you do see is an epic-making performance, truly riveting, and a brilliant film in the way that it is put together. Okay, coming up tomorrow on the Medved Show, there's a guy who got out of jail in Spokane. And he actually, just 20 minutes after getting out of jail, he was involved in something really epic. What was it? We will tell you. Speaking of something really epic, for the first time since 2019, there's a House subcommittee that is looking at establishing a federal commission to explore reparations for Black Americans over slavery. One of the worst ideas imaginable. Where is it going? We'll tell you. And the Dispatch has a piece that says, is it time for the Republican Party to split apart? Let us hope not, for the sake not just of Republicans, but for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.